From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that the local environmental groups Our Hudson Waterfront, the Valley Alliance, and River District Economic Coalition filed a petition in Columbia County Court seeking to overturn the recent Hudson Planning Board's decision to approve a site plan and conditional use permit for A. Colarusso and Sons for its gravel operation on the city's waterfront. Valley Alliance President Peter Jung said in a statement, and I quote, "The planning board had the opportunity to choose a win-win option for the people of Hudson. Denying the applications would stop gravel trucks from harming both downtown and the waterfront. Instead, the planners rolled over for a Greenport Corporation, which has put its own narrow self-interest over everyone else," end quote. A. Colarusso and Sons did not respond to requests for comment. On December 14th, the planning board voted 5-1 to give conditional approval to A. Colarusso and Sons application for a conditional use permit to build a paved two-lane road through the South Bay to get to the Hudson River waterfront. Riverfront President David Cognigsberg said in a statement, and I quote, "Since the beginning, we've sought a thorough review of negative impacts given the huge economic and social potential of the River District. Despite concerns expressed by the city's engineers and a strong declaration from the previous board in 2021, the current members disregarded both in rendering their decision," end quote. Clark Wyman, the president of the River District Economic Council, said, and I quote, "The planning board's decision to permit doubling the road's size sets the stage for major intensification of industrial activity on the waterfront. This decision flies in the face of a 40-year trend toward low-impact service sectors, retail, light industry, and recreation. It violates the spirit of the letter of Hudson's LWRP, which envisions a mixed-use, sustainable waterfront," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Troy Record reports that Governor Kathy Hochul wants to make it easier for prospective school bus drivers to get their commercial licenses. New York State is facing a shortage of school bus drivers. Hochul has got the DMV to implement a federal waiver allowing school bus driver applications to skip the engine compartment part of the commercial driver license road test. Hochul said, and I quote, "The job of transporting and caring for our children is so important, and the need for more drivers throughout the state is very real. This simple change will encourage more New Yorkers to become school bus drivers, a chance for many to be a positive influence and help support our students without sacrificing safety," end quote. Last year, Hochul allowed third-party entities to conduct commercial driver license road tests, making it easier for prospective school bus drivers to receive their commercial license. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that there will be a public hearing about the proposed hot mix asphalt plant for Kingston at the border with the town of Ulster at 11 a.m. January 31st. The meeting is online, and to join the video conference, go to tinyurl.com/edx3dkjs or call 443-948-6058 with the meeting ID number of 969-682-525#. The facility is currently a mining, sorting, and crushing operation, but the owners, 530 Route 28 LLC, need an air permit for asphalt mix equipment because of the, and I quote, "contributing combustion source emissions and process emissions," end quote, that would be generated. Ulster Town Supervisor James Quigley warned the proposal would add 30 to 80 trucks per day on and off the site. He said, and I quote, "Ulster Hose tells me it's one of the most dangerous portions of the New York State highway system because of traffic coming off the thruway where people are used to doing 70 miles an hour. They get to Route 28 where it is 45 miles per hour, and if we looked at the pattern of speeding in our town, it's probably one of the roads with the highest frequency of tickets," end quote. K Catskill Mountain Keepers Kathleen Nolan, the organization's research director, said, and I quote, "It raises questions about traffic impacts on the local community," end quote. She said, and I quote, "All of the permits that were issued were on the basis that this would be a smaller impact than the mine had been. Since the mining had been a pre-existing use, anything smaller would be an improvement," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.